Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. This time, we're going exploring a really interesting area, senior entrepreneurship.
Interesting.
Yeah, we've got this whole podcast series all about people who are like launching businesses later in life.
Okay.
Specifically coming out of healthcare careers.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, they're transitioning out.
Gotcha.
And one of the big things that this series is arguing is that, you know, that whole idea that entrepreneurship is just a young person's game.
Right.
You're saying, no, that's not true at all.
Okay.
Decades of experience can actually be like your secret weapon.
It's funny because like we always think about that youthful hustle and like, you know, when we think about startup.
Right, energy, yeah.
Yeah, and like so much energy. But if you think about it, like someone who's had like a 30-year career in healthcare.
Yeah.
The strategic advantage they would bring to a business.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, right.
The podcast host actually jumps right into that.
Okay.
Talking about experience being a huge asset.
Uh-huh.
You know, you've got that deep industry knowledge. You got all the connections you've built over years and years.
The network.
And frankly, you've probably learned a thing or two about resilience.
Right.
From working those crazy shifts and all those tough cases you've probably dealt with.
Yeah, those are all like such invaluable things when you think about what it takes to succeed in business.
Absolutely.
It's not just about like the new idea.
It's the execution.
Yeah, you're coming in with like a wealth of knowledge that someone straight out of school just wouldn't have.
Couldn't possibly. Right.
Yeah.
And they bring up this author, Carl Fram.
Okay.
Who wrote Burn the Business Plan.
Burn the Business Plan.
And he essentially argues that real world experience trumps these like rigid business plans.
Yeah.
Any day. I bet that resonates with a lot of people in their 50s and 60s who have seen how unpredictable life can be.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I think Schramm's point really ties into this idea that, you know, later stage entrepreneurs are just wired differently.
Right.
They've seen the patterns. Mm. They've dealt with crises.
Yeah.
They've had to come up with solutions on the fly in a way that someone with less experience might not be able to.
Okay. So that all sounds great.
Right.
But let's get real for a second.
That way.
Leaving a long career.
Yeah.
Especially one as demanding as healthcare.
Sure.
That is a big leap.
Huge.
And the podcast host acknowledges that.
Okay.
They dive into some of the concerns you might be having.
Good, because I think that would be on my mind.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
William.
And they don't sugarcoat it.
Good.
They talk about the physical and emotional fatigue that can come with healthcare careers.
Oh, yeah.
The long hours, the emotional toll.
Yeah.
It's understandable if you're feeling a bit burned out by the time, you know, retirement rolls around.
Makes sense.
And then they bring up financial worries, which is another really valid concern.
Yeah.
You know, leaving a steady paycheck is a big decision, especially when you're thinking about healthcare costs and you know how long retirement might last.
Right. And how much money you need.
Exactly.
To cover those expenses.
Totally. So it's natural to think about those things.
Yeah. And I imagine for some people, there's also the like tech side of things that could feel intimidating.
Oh, yeah.
You know, someone who's spent their career focused on patient care.
Yeah.
The thought of like managing an online business or like learning all those new tools.
Keeping up with that constantly changing.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Landscape.
Yeah.
For sure. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
The series highlights that a lot of people approaching retirement aren't just looking to relax.
No.
They want a renewed sense of purpose.
Purpose. Okay.
Yeah. And they see entrepreneurship as a way to get that.
That's such a good point.
Right?
You know, you think about it, you've spent your whole life caring for others.
Yeah. Making
a difference.
And suddenly you're facing this chapter where that's not the central focus anymore.
Right. And so it makes sense that you would want to find some other way to channel that energy and that passion.
And they tell this great story about a nurse.
Okay.
Who created an online wellness platform for retirees.
Oh, wow.
So she took all of her expertise and turned it into a way to help people stay healthy and informed.
That's fantastic.
In their later years.
Yeah. And it's a great example of how.
Right.
Like your skills from a field like healthcare can be so transferable.
Yeah.
It's not just about like starting any business.
Right.
It's about leveraging what you already know.
What you're passionate about.
And what you care about.
Exactly.
To build something really meaningful.
So now you might be listening thinking, okay, this sounds great, but like, what about my aspirations?
Right. What about me?
What do I actually want?
Yeah.
Out of this next chapter.
Totally.
And the podcast really gets into this.
Okay.
Talking about desires and opportunities.
Yep.
And they touch on some pretty universal things. You know,
like what?
Financial freedom, for example.
Okay. Yeah.
The flexibility to set your own hours.
Uh-huh. More time with family.
More time with loved ones.
Yeah.
Finally having the space to pursue those hobbies that, you know, maybe got put on the back burner during your career.
Totally. Those are things that
right.
I think a lot of people think about.
Absolutely.
As they get older.
And they specifically highlight internet marketing and consulting.
Okay.
Especially in the health and wellness space.
Makes sense.
Which makes perfect sense, right?
Yeah.
If you've got a healthcare background,
uh-huh.
you're already seen as an expert.
Right.
So why not share that knowledge with a wider audience?
Totally. And this is where I think
yeah.
that strategic thinking we were talking about earlier
okay.
really comes into play, you know?
Yeah.
You have the ability to see the big picture, connect the dots, and identify needs that other people might be missing.
That's a really great point.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not just like broad expertise either, you know, like you probably developed very specialized skills within your healthcare career.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe you're incredible at patient communication.
Right.
Or you have a knack for streamlining processes.
Oh, yeah.
Like those are things that could be incredibly valuable.
In a business context.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They even touch on mentoring.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine like sharing your wisdom, guiding the next generation of healthcare professionals?
That would be so rewarding.
It would be.
And I feel like mentoring really ties back to that desire for purpose.
Oh, totally.
You know, it's about leaving a legacy.
Yeah. Contributing to something bigger than yourself.
Yeah. Imagine the impact you could have, like inspiring the next generation of like caregivers and healers.
So we're going through all this.
Mm-hmm.
What stands out to you as like the biggest takeaway for someone who's listening, who's maybe thinking about, you know, entrepreneurship, but they're kind of on the fence?
I think the message here is just so empowering. You know, it's never too late to start something new.
To chase a dream.
To chase a dream, to make a difference. And honestly,
yeah,
your age and your experience might be your biggest advantage.
They drive that point home in the conclusion.
Yeah.
They call it a fulfilling second act.
Oh, I love that.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's not about just retirement. It's about this whole new...
whole new chapter.
Yeah, filled with like... Purpose and possibility.
And it's not just about you either, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, think about the ripple effect.
Okay.
You know, if you start a successful business, you're creating jobs, you're contributing to the economy.
It's true.
If you mentor someone, you're helping them reach their full potential.
So it's about expanding your impact.
Exactly.
On the world.
Yeah.
I think that internal shift
yeah.
is so important.
It is.
You know, that belief that you are capable of more.
Yeah.
Even if you're stepping away from a long career.
And I think the host's own story is a great example of that.
Oh, yeah. They talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. They transition from like a 35-year career in healthcare to becoming like an entrepreneur and a resource for other people.
Oh, wow.
It's like proof that this path is not only possible, but it can be incredibly rewarding.
Okay. So let's say someone is listening and they're feeling inspired.
Okay.
Where should they start?
I would say... first,
yeah.
tap into your passions.
Okay.
Like, what are you truly excited about?
Good question.
What problems do you see that you're uniquely equipped to solve?
Ah.
That's where the magic happens, you know?
When you combine.
Yeah, when you combine your experience with something that you genuinely care about.
Yeah, I love that advice. And I would add to that.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Oh, huge.
There are so many resources out there for senior entrepreneurs.
Oh, yeah.
From online communities to mentorship programs.
Totally. You don't have to go it alone.
Not at all. Networking is so crucial.
So crucial.
Connect with other entrepreneurs. Go to workshops. Find mentors who have walked this path yeah. before.
Find people who have done it.
You'd be surprised how many people are out there.
I bet.
Who are willing to help you.
Totally.
So, you know, this source really focuses on people coming from healthcare.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of these insights
mm-hmm.
apply to anyone
totally.
Thinking about entrepreneurship
yeah.
later in life.
Like the core principles are the same.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely.
Leverage your experience. Tap into your passions.
Find a problem to solve.
And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah.
They end the podcast with a really thought-provoking question.
Oh, what's that?
What would you love to achieve
okay.
in this next chapter of your life?
That's a good one.
It's an invitation to start dreaming.
To dream big.
To imagine what's possible.
Yeah. And they actually encourage listeners to share their stories.
Oh, wow.
Which I think is great.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every entrepreneurial journey is unique.
Absolutely.
And there's so much we can learn from each other.
So anyone out there feeling that entrepreneurial spark,
yeah,
no matter your age or your background.
Go for it.
Go for it. Yeah. You've got this lifetime of experience and wisdom
you do.
To draw on.
And the world needs what you have to offer.
And there's one more thing they bring up
okay.
that I think is super relevant, especially for someone with your background.
Okay. What's that?
It's this idea that later stage entrepreneurs often have a financial advantage.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a really good point.
They talk about how you've had time to build up savings.
Yeah.
Maybe you even have a retirement nest egg.
Right.
That you can tap into.
To fund your venture.
It's totally different than, you know, being in your 20s.
Yeah.
With student loan debt and limited resources.
It's a different ballgame.
It really is.
Yeah.
And that financial cushion can give you the freedom to experiment.
To make mistakes.
To pivot.
Yeah.
Maybe explain to our listeners what pivoting is.
Yeah. So pivoting in like business terms basically means like you adjust your course based on like what you're learning along the way.
Okay.
So maybe your initial idea needs like a little bit of tweaking or you discover like a whole new opportunity.
Oh, wow.
That's even better.
And you have the flexibility.
Exactly. And so having those financial resources allows you to be like flexible and adapt.
Without the pressure.
Without the pressure of like
having to be profitable.
Needing to make money right away.
Right out of the gate. Yeah.
Right.
So that's huge.
It is. And it ties back to that strategic mindset thing we were talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like later stage entrepreneurs aren't just like chasing the latest fad.
Right.
They're thinking about long-term growth.
Yeah. Building something sustainable.
Exactly.
Okay. So if we had to distill this down to one core message, what would it be?
What's the one thing you should remember?
Yeah. What's like the big takeaway?
I would say if you are thinking about entrepreneurship later in life.
Yeah.
Do not let age be a barrier.
Love that.
Embrace your experience. Trust your instincts and take that leap of faith.
And you might just surprise yourself with what you can accomplish.
Exactly.
They actually say that in the podcast.
Oh, really?
You're like, you might be surprised.
You might shock yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't have to have all the answers right now.
Of course not.
The whole journey of entrepreneurship is all about learning.
Learning and adapting.
And growing and evolving.
Totally.
It's a process.
And embracing the challenge.
So to you listening.
Yeah.
If you've been thinking about this path, what's holding you back?
Yeah. What kind of impact do you want to make?
That's a good question.
In the world.
What a great note to end on.
Yeah.
This has been so inspiring.
I agree.
Age really is just a number.
Yeah.
And the entrepreneurial spirit can thrive.
At any stage of life.
Absolutely.
All right.
So until next time.
Until next time.
Keep those ideas flowing.
Yeah.
Those dreams alive.
Been dreaming.
We'll be back soon with another deep dive.
Another deep dive.
Into a fascinating topic. See you then.
See ya.